This is the KSST Radio News Podcast, a recap of news for Sulphur Springs, Hopkins County, and all of Northeast Texas. Visit KSSTradio.com for more news, weather, and sports.
Welcome to KSST News. I'm Chad Young. It's Tuesday, and we have all the latest news from the KSST News team, including stories from Enola, James, and we'll hear some stories from the sports department as well. We'll also have your weather today on KSST News, delivering the news 7 days a week. KSST News is brought to you by Alliance Bank, Sulphur Springs Dodge, and Galleon Insurance. The date to file to become a Sulphur Springs City Council candidate is Wednesday, January 13th. The City of Sulphur Springs will be conducting an election to fill 4 seats on the City Council in May. Filing is for places 1, 2, 3, and 5, with a regular election called for a full 3-year term for places 1, 2, and 3, and a special election is being held for the remaining year of the place 5 term on the City Council. If it seems like all of these places were just on the ballot, that's because they were. A special election was called back in May of 2020 to fill all 4 places on the Sulphur Springs City Council after 4 council members resigned in the same week in December of 2019. However, due to coronavirus hitting the state just before early voting was scheduled to begin, all elections were pushed back to November of 2020. Harold Nash and Oscar Aguilar were appointed for Place 2 and Place 3 and were unchallenged in the last election. Gary Spraggins won his Place 5 seat, and a runoff election was held back in December for Place 1 when none of the 4 candidates received 50% or more of the overall votes. J.W. Julian won that Place 1 seat on the City Council, and now they all get to sign up and run again in May. Prospective candidates can file their paperwork during regular business hours 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday from January 13th to February 12th at the Sulphur Springs Municipal Building, 201 North Davis Street. Although the number of patients in the COVID unit at Christus Mother Frances Hospital went from 32 to 22 in one day, the overall case count increased in Hopkins County, and COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to rise in Trauma Service Area F. All of the data comes from the Texas Department of State Health Services, and their dashboard shows that Hopkins County has had 120 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far this month. That brings the total number of active cases in Hopkins County to 236. All of this as the free testing site at 128A Jefferson Street still continues to perform free tests. They've performed 816 of those since December 30th. And are still offering free testing to anyone regardless of age or address. Registration is required by going online at gogettested.com. Overall, COVID-19 hospitalizations in the 8-county area known as Trauma Service Area F made up 22% of the total hospital capacity. This is still above the 15% threshold monitored by the state and Governor Abbott, which has also led to more stringent capacity controls at restaurants and retail establishments. That number will now have to be below 15% hospitalization for Trauma Service Area F for 7 consecutive days before the state relaxes those capacity restrictions. A 26-year-old Denton man reportedly led troopers on a chase in a stolen truck on Interstate 30 from Hunt County to Sulphur Springs before being apprehended and taken to jail. Texas Department of Public Safety Trooper Brandon Biggins reported being notified this past Monday morning that a stolen vehicle was spotted traveling east on Interstate 30 near mile marker 83. The trooper reported seeing a red Nissan Frontier with a noted license plate, so the DPS officer activated his emergency lights on his patrol vehicle near mile marker 102. The Denton man drove the truck off exit 104 and pretended that he was going to stop, but then sped up and began to evade capture. The truck made its way into Sulphur Springs, taking the Bill Bradford exit. Continuing through Sulphur Springs with units in pursuit, the car ended up on Houston Street and turned west, back towards Commerce on State Highway 11 West, where it crashed near the Sulphur Springs city limit sign. The driver of the truck was identified as 26-year-old Blake Gagliardi of Denton. The pickup was confirmed by dispatchers to be stolen, and a records check showed that he had outstanding warrants for his arrest on a Denton fraudulent use of possessing identifying information. The suspect now sits in the Hopkins County Jail, where he awaits bond to be set on a multitude of charges, including unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, evading arrest, and his violation of parole.
From the Hopkins County AgriLife Extension Service, our 4-H program across Texas and in Hopkins County is a healthy one. For example, in Texas, 63% of 4-H members are enrolled in a livestock project. And these projects provide youth with subject matter education, valuable learning experience, character education, and leadership skills. Adult volunteer engagement is critical to administer the program and expand the outreach. The development of youth volunteer as ambassadors for agriculture and natural resources will educate and recruit other youth into the project. So as today's youth are further removed from farming, many do not understand the importance of agriculture and how it impacts our daily lives. This plan included a Science of Agriculture, or Ag Literacy and Awareness component, to target elementary students, grades 4, and their teachers in Hopkins County, and provides the following educational components. Educational support materials for Science of Agriculture, including an Ag Day and Ag Fair field trip. Also, program evaluation and teacher evaluation, recognition certificates, and information about more 4-H opportunities for the participants and parents. Also included was water conservation, protection, and awareness. Hopkins County utilized the 4-H Livestock Project Coalition to provide direction and support for the programs and events conducted. And these also provided additional opportunities for 4-H'ers to develop or improve their leadership skills and other life skills. Important components of the plan: volunteer recruitment, training, and utilization. There were 200 youth and 60 volunteers involved in projects and 900 in curriculum enrichment components. During the year of 2020, a Path to the Plate evaluation was used with attendees of the Ag Awareness Day, and volunteer committees helped in the planning of educational events. The more volunteers that are involved in the program, the greater likelihood of success and the opportunity for the program to grow. Another facet of ag education and encouragement in Hopkins County is the Northeast Texas Livestock Association's annual County Show. This year is set for February 25th through 27th in the Hopkins County Civic Center Arena. And at this time, according to Agent Mario Villarino, there's a healthy number of market projects out there being prepared for this year's show, which at this time is planned to be a face-to-face, public-invited livestock show, as in years past. Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce is currently accepting applications for the position of President CEO. A job description and list of qualifications can be found on the Chamber Facebook page and on the Chamber website, hopkinschamber.org. Additionally, interested applicants may call the Chamber at 903-885-6515 to receive these documents via email. All applications, resumes, and cover letters must be received at the Chamber of Commerce by Friday, February 12th at noon to be considered. Application packets may be submitted via email to info@hopkinschamber.org or by mail to 110 Main Street in Sulphur Springs. After 5 years as Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, Leslie Brown elected to resign her position effective April 15th. Each week, the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce is highlighting a member of the chamber. The business of the week for January 14th is Pilgrim Bank. Pilgrim Bank, led by the Pilgrim family, is proud to be a locally owned community bank serving rural communities in East Texas, North Central Texas, and the Panhandle since 1911. The bank's continued mission is to honor God and be good stewards by being a world-class financial services company dedicated to attracting customers and developing lasting relationships with each one. You can read biographical stories at the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and Instagram page.
Wildcats and Lady Cats basketball teams face rival Mount Pleasant in district games, and the Lady Cats soccer team has a non-district match at home against Princeton on this Tuesday game day. The Wildcats take on Mount Pleasant in the main gym at Sulphur Springs High School. It is always perhaps the most eagerly anticipated basketball game of the year locally. The schedule calls for a freshman contest at 5 p.m. The JVs play starting at around 6:15. The varsity contest is scheduled to get underway at around 8. The Wildcats will be hoping to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss at home to Longview Saturday on a buzzer-beating three-point basket. The Wildcats come in 3-1 in district play and 10-7 for the season. Mount Pleasant, the favorite to win the district championship by most of the so-called experts, are perfect this season. They are 4-0 in district play, and they're 15-0 for the season. The Tigers are also ranked number 14 in Class 5A in the Texas Association of Basketball Coaches poll. KSST Radio will bring you the Wildcats and Tigers at 8 p.m. with streaming video and audio. The game will also be videotaped for replay at a later date on Channel 18 on Suddenlink Cable. Meanwhile, the Lady Cats will travel to Mount Pleasant for their second game this season with the Lady Tigers. The schedule calls for a JV game at 5 p.m. with a varsity game to follow at around 6:15. The Lady Cats go into a tough place to play on a good roll. They've won their last four games, including two district games. The Lady Cats ended the first half of district play Saturday with a 49-26 win at Longview that improved their district record to 4-2 and their season marked to 10-6. When the two teams began district play back on December 11th with a game in Sulphur Springs, the Lady Cats tamed the Lady Tigers 41-36. The Lady Cats soccer team continues non-district play with a home contest against Princeton at Gerald Prim Stadium Tuesday night. There'll be a JV match at 5:30 p.m. The Lady Panthers and Lady Cats varsities play at 7:15. About 1 year ago at the Prim, the Lady Cats had a 3-0 lead on the Lady Panthers with about 30 minutes to go before the Lady Panthers staged a rally to get a 4-3 win. The Lady Cats come into tonight's game with a season record of 2-2-1. In their latest game, the Lady Cats defeated Tyler Chapel Hill 5-1 this past Saturday in a Kilgore tournament.
Today's sunshine, 52 and light westerly winds, and then about the same thing tomorrow, will go up to 58 degrees. Thursday's going to bring in a temperature very close to 60 with sunshine, and Friday with winds increasing from the southwest, about 55 degrees. Now through the weekend, we'll stay in the mid-50s, and Monday, MLK Day, there is a little chance of rain or a possibility of sunshine. Thanks for joining us for news, sports, and weather here at KSST Sulphur Springs. Our sponsors, Galyon Insurance, Sulphur Springs Dodge, and Alliance Bank. Have a pleasant and safe afternoon.